This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. There will be no 23 farm bill. We'll have to wait till 2024. A member of the House Ag Committee from Arkansas, Rick Crawford.
An extension, one-year extension that gets us through December of 24. That's not to say that we're not going to get a farm bill done between now and then. What that means is we start the year knowing where we finish the year. That is to say we need to maintain some degree of continuity. And if we can do that with the current construct through a one-year extension, that I think will serve producers better because we're going to start the year. We're wrapping up harvest right now. It won't be long before our producers are going back to the banks, and the banks are making those operating loans, and they're going to need to know, that we're all singing from the same hymnal. So I think that's important to extend that out for a full year. That said, we will probably get the farm bill done and USDA reauthorized in the first quarter of next year, which would then supersede the extension. But what that means, though, is that at least we're providing a degree of certainty with a one-year extension.
And how to get that new farm bill across the finish line, with some Republican members saying they will never vote for a farm bill and some 200 other members who've never had the chance. This is Growing Cotton.